Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello, and welcome to episode 22, Maths 2024, from a dating expert's perspective, week one. Married at First Sight is a reality TV institution in Australia. Unfortunately, it's for all the wrong reasons. Maths, as us Aussies call it, is renowned not for its successful matchmaking, but for its drama. But every year, there are some great lessons to be learned about dating and relationships. And this year, I've decided to cover them here on the Your Dating Bestie podcast. So I'm going to do a weekly episode starting with this week, week one. Two things before we get started. One, these observations are based on the show and not the people themselves. I can only comment on what I see. I don't know anyone personally. And two, as a dating expert, I work with women who are looking for love with a man, so that's who my advice will be directed to. Okay, first cab off the rank, Sarah and Tim. Just to jog your memory, Sarah and Tim are the blonde couple. Sarah is the one who partly grew up in Colombia, and Tim's the one whose favorite country is Colombia, and they both speak a little Spanish. So on their honeymoon, Sarah made the classic dating mistake of making a mountain out of a molehill. And when I say classic, I mean I used to be guilty of making this mistake before I met my husband David. She got extremely angry and stormed off when Tim told her to, quote, relax. Ladies, this is the perfect opportunity for me to teach you the importance of picking your battles. If you explode over every tiny little thing, men just aren't going to want to be around you, no matter how great you are. Tim is now terrified of saying or doing anything to upset Sarah. If this were the real world, he probably wouldn't have asked her out again. Now, to Sarah's credit, the next morning, she apologized and made a genuine effort to smooth things over, which is great. As for Tim, don't worry. I promise I'll come down on him when he really says or does something to be upset about. So, what's the takeaway? Two things. One, learn how to pick your battles. You can't have a harmonious relationship if you lose it over every little thing. And two, if you do decide to speak up when someone has upset you, do it calmly and assertively. Start by saying something like, I know you didn't mean to hurt me, but, or that comment kind of rubbed me the wrong way because. You get the idea? Okay. Moving on to Cassandra and Tristan. Cassandra is the delightful African-Australian girl, and Tristan is the tall, adorably goofy guy. Cassandra is pure sunshine. If you're looking for a dating role model, she's it. If you can bring just a tenth of this sunshine to a date or to your relationship, you'll immediately improve your chance of success. Also, notice how Cassandra doesn't use the tragedies of her past as an excuse not to be warm, open, and optimistic. She's the kind of person everyone wants to be around. And when everyone wants to be around you, you have the power. You decide who gets to be a part of your life and who doesn't. So resist the urge to be cold and guarded. It might keep some of the bad guys out, but it will also keep the good guys out. Now let's talk about Ellie and Ben. Ellie's the nurse and Ben's the tour guide with the podcast. Everything was fine with them until Ellie's cousin cast a huge shadow over their wedding by insisting that Ben was only there for fame and not to find love. Firstly, can't he be there for both? At this point, anyone who goes on reality TV needs to be there for the whole experience. In any case, what value is there in treating him with such suspicion? He won't have a chance to relax, get to know Ellie, and maybe genuinely fall in love with her if he has to constantly prove he's there for the so-called right reasons. Now, to be clear, it wasn't Ellie who made this mistake. It was her cousin. But women do this all the time. because they've been hurt in the past, they treat every man with suspicion, as though he's going to hurt her. It's the guilty until proven innocent approach to dating. And it doesn't work. It's a huge turnoff, especially to good men who treat women with respect. As a good woman who treats men with respect, how would you feel if a man treated you this way? How would you feel if you dated a man whose ex-wife cheated on him and got the house, kids, and the dog in the divorce, and he treated you as though you're just another woman who's going to ruin his life? You'd run for the hills, wouldn't you? So once again, as tempting as it might be to have your guard up, force yourself to treat every man as a clean slate, because Mr. Right will never do the wrong thing by you. I don't mean he'll be perfect, but he'll be perfect for you. Okay, let's move on to Lucinda and Timothy. Lucinda is the extremely spiritual one, and Timothy is the totally unspiritual one. Two things about this couple. Number one, I really appreciate how open-minded they're being about one another, especially Lucinda. She's on a spiritual journey regardless of whether or not things work out with Timothy. And two, what can I say? These two just aren't a match. It's like trying to force a square peg into a round hole. She needs someone deeper and he needs someone more down to earth. And that's okay. It doesn't make either of them wrong. I strongly encourage my clients to give men who aren't their usual type a chance, because you might be surprised how compatible you actually are. That's how David and I ended up together. But Lucinda and Timothy are just worlds apart. They might like and respect each other as people, but they're never going to live happily ever after. They're on different wavelengths. Also, Timothy basically confessed to Lucinda that he's not physically attracted to her, so that's not a great start to things. When it comes to physical attraction, things aren't going well for the women so far, because Jack also told Tori he doesn't feel a strong sexual connection. Jack is the personal trainer gym junkie, and Tori's the blonde corporate gal. They both like tattoos, they're both neat freaks, and they're both extremely driven in their particular fields. They have a lot in common, but if the attraction isn't there for one of them, then it isn't there. Let's see how this plays out. As for Jack not having any friends at their wedding, only clients, do I think it's a bad sign? In a word, yes. It does seem a bit odd, but there might be a perfectly good explanation for it. Tori just needs to dig a little deeper before having any concerns about it. When I met David, I had some concerns about him too. But when I dug a little deeper, rather than making assumptions, I discovered I had nothing to be concerned about. So I strongly urge you not to assume. If you want to know more about someone, talk to them. If you can't have that conversation easily, that's the red flag. Then there's Natalie and Collins. Natalie is the bubbly physiotherapist, and Collins is the sweet trivia host of Indian Descent. I thought these two would be a really good match. I'm surprised Collins is so put off by Natalie's bubbliness. But like Cassandra, this warmth that Natalie's exuding is a great start to things. If Collins doesn't appreciate it, someone else will. And finally, Jaden and Eden. Jaden is the professional kickboxer, and Eden is the sweet blonde gal with the golden retriever. I don't have a lot to say about this couple other than they seem like a really good match. I hope Jaden is as commitment-oriented as he says he is. We'll see. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, here's my number one tip. Stop passively consuming dating advice and start actively learning how to date more effectively. Dating advice alone won't help you find love. All these articles, podcasts, videos, books, and courses are actually keeping you stuck. You don't need more information. You need implementation, someone to help you apply the advice. That's why I take a unique best friend approach to helping my clients find love. Inside the Your Dating Bestie community, you'll receive my step-by-step blueprint for finding Mr. Right, but more importantly, 24/7 access to me to help you implement it. You'll also receive a professionally written dating profile to make you irresistible online, and you'll be welcomed into a supportive group of like-minded ladies. No more going it alone or trying to figure out this whole dating thing by yourself. Care to join us? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single: 7 Reasons a Luscious Lady Like You Hasn't Found Her Mr. Right Yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.